Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating USBKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The Last Word on Today FM.
It's John Cadell and Dee Reddy here for our weekly music spot. And I'm actually going to start with the picks of the week, John, because I think, I suspect, you're going to be very excited about your selection.
I am actually, Matcha. My pick of the week is Empire of the Sun. They released their most recent album last year called Ask That God. And very Empire of the Sun-ish it was too. But they've released a deluxe version now. Deluxe version, according to Empire of the Sun, means that they've added two tracks. But the beauty of it is that Lindsay Buckingham off of Fleetwood Mac, also known as the best one out of Fleetwood Mac, contributes guitar to one of the songs, which is called Somebody's Son. So will we give it a listen?
Go on.
I can't hear him on it.
I was just about to say, yeah. Where is he?
I couldn't make him out, but the very fact that I know that he's on it
makes you like it.
Is comforting. No, see, I listened to it to hear his contribution, couldn't hear his contribution, but then decided it was a great song anyway. So he's there somewhere.
Okay, his fandom is incredible.
Isn't it a terrible thing?
When you're a fan of somebody, you'd indulge them anything, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. So he's there somewhere. Well done, Lindsay, whatever you did.
Dee Reddy, what's your pick of the week?
Well, it's less of it'll be a bit more obvious when you can actually hear the singer in this one. It is Paddy Hannah. So his last album did really well critically, but maybe didn't get as much mainstream success as it probably should have. That was called Imagine, I'm Hoping. So he's just announced his next album, which is called Oilgate. That's out on Friday the 11th of April, and this single, Oilgate Station, is coming out tomorrow in advance of that. Losing my mind.
Interesting.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, and I mean, it's actually really nice to hear a musician that is calling out support that they got from the Arts Council as well, because he said after that last album, Imagine I'm Hoping, didn't do so well, he was really at a kind of artistic and personal low point, but he got funding from the Arts Council and encouragement from his family, so he's been able to make another record, which is great.
Okay, is that Oil getting down in County Wexford that he's from or something, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Probably is. John's looking at me bemused.
Yeah. What's County Wexford got to do with it?
I'm just locating where he must be from. When has anyone ever written an album about Oilgate?
It'd be a more random one to pick, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to other news. Before we get to the headliners at Forbidden Fruit and at Longitude, Lady Gaga has announced her seventh studio album. What can you tell us about this, Dee?
Yeah, so she's announced a video. She's released a video for the announcement, and it kind of shows her in sort of very gothic attire and synth music and static noise in the background. It is being produced by her, obviously, because she's a very good producer, but also Andrew Watt, which is interesting to me because he produced the Rolling Stones' fantastic 2020 return, Hackney Diamonds. So I think this is definitely a release to watch. It could be very, very good.
And didn't she herself feature on that album, Dee?
That's right. Yeah. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
Oh, it all comes full circle.
It does.
Okay.
And you would know she featured on that.
Yes. Yeah.
As opposed to Lindsay Buckingham.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The track we have is Die With A Smile.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
On that.
Yeah, it's a duet, herself and Bruno Mars.
She likes a duet, doesn't she?
She loves a duet. Didn't she appear in the Joker film and was singing duets all the way through it?
I didn't see that one.
No, nor did I, but I heard. I heard talk.
Okay, tell us about the festivals coming up. Tell us about, first of all, I'll go to you, John, on this. Forbidden Fruit, who are the main acts that have been announced?
So Forbidden Fruit have announced Jamie XX, him from the XX, Underworld and Caribou. They're the headliners. June Bank Holiday Weekend is taking place.
Royal Hospital Kilmainham.
That's it. Also playing are Peggy Goo, Bunt, Nimino, Effie, Spray Presents Spritz Live, and also, you know my fondness for a really crap band name, Glass Beams.
I was actually imagining smoke coming out your ears when I was reading the list of names earlier, John.
There's also one called Mall Grab, but that's not quite as bad as
there's
that.
There's also a couple of others that you won't be attempting.
We can't pronounce. Yeah, we can't actually say because they're rude. So tickets are going on sale.
It's Friday.
1, 2 and 3 tier pricing.
We're starting at €129.
Yeah, now that's for the weekend. That's for the whole weekend, which is Saturday and Sunday.
So you can go up to 174 for tier 4.
You probably get a better view of Glass Beams if you go to that tier. And you can also spread your payments across three installments.
Do you make of this lineup, Dee?
I think it's really strong, actually. I mean, they've only released the first 12 acts so far, but Jamie XX, Underworld and Caribou being among the headliners would be a big check.
Will any of them between them be playing an instrument? Dee?
Caribou would, I guess.
Would they, yeah? What would they be playing? They wouldn't be like spinning the decks, would they? Or
yeah, I mean, I suppose they are all quite electronic, to be fair.
Just rock up with a laptop, Bob's your uncle. Wasn't like that in my day, but anyway.
Oh, stop with your day,
John.
Talking of your date, so John, will you be going to Longitude to see David Guetta?
Well, he's another lad who spins the decks. But I'll tell you who I would love to see, and I've seen him before. Saw him in the Point Depot in 2003. 50 Cent is playing Longitude, headlining Longitude, if you don't mind. He's like his debut. Get Rich or Die Trying is one of the albums of the last 25 years. But anyway.
Is there an effort actually to turn Longitude back into an event for an older crowd? I mean, given that 50 Cent is 49, David Guetta is 57.
Age ain't nothing but a number, Matt. I mean, the headliners may be what you call heritage, but...
isn't that then going to be more attractive to an older audience?
Not necessarily, because like you're making the assumption there that the only people who like 50 Cent and David Guetta are those in their age group, which, I mean...
No, I'm not making that assumption, but I'm not suggesting that. You wouldn't expect too many teenagers. In Longitude is for the teenagers.
Yeah, but that's part of the problem, actually. Like, everyone reaches an age where they realise that younger people are listening to the stuff that they used to listen to, but it's ironically our heritage as opposed to them thinking it's a bright young...
Because they listened to their parents.
Yeah, perhaps.
Mm. But like, you got the likes of Belters Only on there as well, and A Boogie With The Hoodie, which must be basically friends of Longitude at this stage. They've appeared so
Absolutely.
Much, haven't they?
Yeah, this must be their third or fourth time at least.
Yeah, and there's some other artists whose names are comprised of letters and numbers, which I can't pronounce. Also, the likes of Enzo Is Burning, Flex, Robbie Doherty, who else is playing? Hannah Lang, Sonny Fedora, and... BLK.
Well, let's hear a bit of David Guetta. Let's hear a bit of Titanium.
You shot it out, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized, but how I are, but let's make a say. Shoot me down.
And you said about the turntable, this listener says, David Guetta, master of the USP stick for almost 20 years.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
There's nothing wrong with using a USB stick.
I don't know, are they mixing live? You'd expect them to be mixing live.
No, but you still mix live with the USB stick.
Oh, good luck.
Vinnie and Navin says, Glass Beam were the highlight of ATN last year, fantastic live act.
Okay, were they as good as Printer Clips or Wet Leg? Or English Teacher.
Some of your favourite bands.
Yeah, some of my favourite band names.
Grammys this weekend. Yeah. You say you're looking forward to
Nobody
that, John,
cares.
Are you?
Nobody. The only people who care about the Grammys.
The Oscars for music.
No.
Yeah.
People remember what films won Oscars. People know who is an Academy Award winning actor. People, ask anybody who has won a Grammy in the last 20 years, they couldn't tell you.
You too?
The only people who are interested in the Grammys are the people in the room. Trust me.
I don't know about that, John. Yeah, I think
absolutely.
Grammys are definitely the most recognisable awards in music.
But that doesn't mean that they're any good or that they're memorable at all.
Beyonce has 11 nominations
and she'll have a call by Carter. She'll have a puss on her now if she doesn't win at least 10.
But doesn't she deserve to for things like her cover of this Dolly Parton classic?
You're beautiful beyond compare. Takes more than beauty and seductive stairs to come between a family and a happy.
Beyonce there with Jolene from Call by Carter. I see that she has won 32 Grammys, but never won Album of the Year to date. A bit like Cristiano Ronaldo winning everything in football except the World Cup.
Yeah, and nobody cares.
Cristiano Ronaldo cares.
Well, no, about the Grammys.
Particularly with Messi,
what's happening with the Grammys this week is there'd normally be so much stuff the week of, like loads of kind of spin-off events, but they've scaled it back to 4 because of the LA fires, and all of those 4 have a fundraising element.
Good.
So that's interesting to see.
Good on them. At least that's something positive.
There's a listener who says that Remember the Weird Al Yankovic is a multiple Grammy winner. That's Liam Kilkenny.
Good for him. That's not what people...
I'm not sure he meant that as a thing.
No, but that's not what people know Weird Al for. That's, the number of Grammys is not what anybody knows these artists for. That's the thing. They're utterly irrelevant.
But what if Fontaine's DC win?
What about if they win? So what? It's not going to make their next album any better. You know, it's not going to change the way that they make their music. I mean, unless you're chasing Grammys, in which case you're making poor art.
So who's going to be your record of the year, John?
Well, you know my record of the year is Eminem. Houdini. But it's probably
It's album of the year is a separate category, because apparently the record of the year is likely to be Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. The album of the year is likely to be Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish. And the song of the year, Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan.
I mean, you can't argue with any of those, but they don't need a little statuette to let you know that they're brilliant songs.
There's a good chance Chappell Roan will get Best New Artist as well. Although, funnily enough, Sabrina Carpenter is nominated there, which I think is a bit odd given how long she has been around. Maybe if people didn't know her beyond her own fan base, but this certainly wasn't her first album.
A lot of our listeners don't like the Beyoncé version of Jolene.
I don't think she's going to win a Grammy for a cover. I mean, it's essentially a cover. Now, she did flip the script a bit, fair play to her, about female empowerment, which is good. It's not better than Dolly's version, no more than her version of Blackbird is better than the Beatles, whose new song, inverted commas, I see is up for Song of the Year. And when I heard the song in advance, I said, I'm only going to ever listen to this once, out of curiosity, and I was right.
Okay. I see Bjork is the latest major artist to slam Spotify and streaming. Dee?
Yeah, she has. She said that it's basically the worst thing that's happened to musicians. And she kind of was making those comments when she was talking about the fact that she herself prefers being in the studio, creating new music over touring. But for a lot of young musicians, she said, touring is now a way of making money. So artists like her, who have that preference for being in studio, don't necessarily have the opportunity to anymore, which is quite sad.
Well, if more people listen to her music, she'd earn more money. It's as simple as that. There's no such thing as a per stream rate for Spotify. There's no such thing. There's a book which I may have mentioned before called You Have Not Yet Heard Your Favourite Song. And it's written by a guy who's a former Spotify, inverted commas again, data alchemist. And he breaks down the entire way that Spotify royalties are paid out. And it all depends on how many tracks are listened to how many people in any given month.
And where they're listening as well. But I don't think you could argue that Spotify hasn't had a profound effect on the music industry and how musicians are able to make a living.
Okay, Jeremy in Cork says he's a great name of a band for you, John. Chasing Grammys, he said, would be a great name for a band.
Would be, yeah.
I thought he said Chasing Grannies, but there you go. John Cadell, Dee Reddy, thank you both very much.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating USBKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.